Welcome back to The Upgrade Effect, the podcast where we share valuable information to help you level up your wellness game and start upgrading your life. I'm your host, Samantha, and holy, it's actually been quite a while since I've recorded a podcast. It's been well over a month. I had a road trip. I've had all these crazy things going on with planning my wedding. But without getting too much into anecdotes, let's dive right into it. I'm so happy to be back and sharing some valuable information with you guys that I really, really think will benefit you in the long term to be aware of. And today we are actually going to take a deep dive into one of the most overlooked yet most powerful systems in your body, and that is your digestive system. So today we're going to be talking about digestion. Here's the truth. Digestion isn't just something that happens in your stomach, and it doesn't even start with your mouth. It actually starts with your brain, your nose, and even your anticipation of food. Today, I'm breaking down every organ involved, what enzymes are, what they actually do, and how exactly to optimize your digestion like a wellness pro. All right, so let's start upgrading. So most people think digestion begins with chewing, but really it starts before the food ever hits your tongue. The moment you smell food, or even just think about it, your brain kicks off what's called the cephalic phase of digestion. It's a fancy word for head start digestion. So fun fact, when you smell food, your brain actually sends a signal to your salivary glands, your stomach, your pancreas, and gallbladder to prepare for incoming food. Saliva production increases, stomach acid starts ramping up, and your enzymes start to form. So yes, smelling grandma's lasagna actually does get your digestive system warmed up. Your body is always digesting food, providing that you're eating food every day, which most of us are. So it is so used to it that even as soon as it smells it, it's like it knows what's coming. It's like conditioned, and that's just how genius the human body is. So now let's walk through each organ that's part of this amazing digestive system from start to finish. So we will start with the mouth. So your chewing actually, obviously, breaks down food into smaller pieces. This is called mechanical digestion, okay? So saliva contains what's called amylase, and that is an enzyme that begins breaking down carbohydrates. So what is an enzyme? You hear this word a lot. Digestive enzymes are a health product that many people purchase. An enzyme is like a worker, a little construction worker, if you will, for your body that basically makes the process of digesting food easier on your body. So you need digestive enzymes to break down the food. Okay, so right away, your digestive enzymes are starting to form in your mouth. The more you chew your food, the more surface area you're creating for the digestive enzymes to actually break down that food. So if you're not really chewing your food, you're not increasing the surface area of the food, and the enzymes don't really have very many places to work, and therefore your digestion will be inhibited versus if you chew your food very well. So your mom wasn't joking when she said you need to really slow down and chew your food. There's actually a science behind that, and it is incredibly important if you'd like to optimize your digestion. Okay, so after the mouth, you have what's called your esophagus. So this is the muscular tube that pushes food down into your stomach via what is called peristalsis. So this is wave-like muscle contractions that go in and out and pushes the food down your esophagus and then into your stomach. Okay. So stomach, that is where you begin the breakdown of proteins using what's called hydrochloric acid and pepsin. So those are the two things that break down protein. So protein will not be broken down in the mouth already as carbohydrates will. They will be broken down in the stomach, and it's a very thick food. It's a very dense food. It takes a while to digest heavier proteins, especially when you're talking about meats. So the hydrochloric acid is necessary, and it has a very low pH, which I covered in another episode on pH balance. And the very low pH is what creates that acidic atmosphere in your stomach that is absolutely required to break down heavier macronutrients like proteins. Okay. So your stomach kills pathogens and it churns the food into a paste that is called chyme, C-H-Y-M-E, chyme. Another fun fact, your stomach can actually stretch to hold up to 1 liter of food. So the more you eat, your stomach can stretch, and that's why you're able to eat more and more food. And then the less you eat, you know, you train yourself to eat a little bit less, your stomach will start to kind of get smaller and then it won't be able to fit as much food in it. It's flexible, your stomach. Then after your stomach, you have your liver and your gallbladder. So your liver produces what is called bile. And then after it produces it, it gets stored in the gallbladder for future use. So the bile actually emulsifies fats so that enzymes can break them down. So if you think about emulsify, like your shampoo and you put it on your head and then the water emulsifies it and makes it expand, that is what the enzymes, that is what bile does to fats. So your enzymes can start to break the fats down. So there's enzymes that break down carbs, there are enzymes that break down proteins, and there are certain kinds of enzymes that break down fats. All three of them have three very different types of digestive enzymes to break them down. Okay. After the liver and gallbladder, we have our pancreas. This sends enzymes into the small intestine. So lipase is the enzyme that breaks down fats, amylase is the enzyme that breaks down carbs, and protease is the enzyme that breaks down proteins. Also, your pancreas releases what's called bicarbonate to neutralize the stomach acid before it hits the small intestine. Okay, so nothing acidic will leak into the small intestine. It neutralizes that pH and creates a safer environment for the food to transfer from the very acidic stomach into the small intestine. Okay, and then we get to the small intestine, which is not small. It's actually 22 feet long. It's huge. So this is actually where most of the absorption happens. So digestion is the process by which our body takes nutrients and uses them for growth, for energy, and for repair. That is the three things that food is used for. But if you're eating, you know, terrible crap, fake, toxic food, your body will not be able to use anything in that crappy food for those reasons. Okay, so keep that in mind for later. So according to a study by Gastroenterology Research and Practice, 90% of nutrient absorption does happen in your small intestine. So all the nutrients from the food will be absorbed through your small intestine and then into the blood. And then after the small intestine, the food travels down to your large intestine, or otherwise known as your colon. So your colon absorbs water and electrolytes, and it is the home to your gut microbiome, where trillions of bacteria that influence mood, metabolism, and immune function live. So there's a study highlight, a 2021 study in a magazine called Cell showed that gut microbiota diversity is linked to longevity and brain health. Okay, and then the last place where digestion takes place is the rectum and the anus, which is the final stop for waste removal, and anything that your body is unable to use gets eliminated via your feces, and the whole process starts all over again the next time you eat something else. Okay, so now let's talk about enzymes. So what even are enzymes? I mentioned it briefly before, but if you've ever heard the term but didn't quite get it, let me just break it down quickly. So enzymes are, they're like molecular scissors. They're proteins that your body makes to chop food into tiny absorbable nutrients. As I said before, they make the digestion process easier on your body. And they're absolutely necessary. Some people buy extra digestive enzymes to give your body that extra bit of a boost. But at the end of the day, as long as you're feeding your body healthy food, your digestive enzymes that are naturally created in your body will work perfectly fine. So carbs. So as I said before, carbs are broken down by the enzyme called amylase, and they begin that breakdown in the mouth and in your pancreas. And then it converts these carbs into what's called glucose. Okay, so carbs turn into glucose, and then you have proteins. Proteins are broken down by an enzyme that's called pepsin that's produced in your stomach, as I said before, and protease, which is the other enzyme that's produced by the pancreas that breaks down the protein. And the proteins will turn into what's called amino acids. Okay, so far we have carbs that are broken down that turn into glucose, proteins broken down by pepsin that turn into amino acids, and then we have fats, which are emulsified by bile, as I said before, and broken down by the enzyme lipase, and fats turn into what's called fatty acids and glycerol. Okay, then we have fiber. Okay, so fiber is actually not broken down by your enzymes. It's kind of like the one exception. Your gut bacteria actually handles the fiber. And what it does with the fiber is it creates short chain fatty acids that will ultimately help reduce your inflammation and support colon health. So that's why they say to eat fiber to help things move quickly. You will eliminate Number twos, more often if you eat more fiber. And if you are having any kind of issues with that, the fiber will definitely help get it all out. Let me share with you some digestion hacks, food combining. So it's not just what you eat, guys. There are so many different things about digestion that make it such a complex process. So you want to eat for optimum digestion. If your body, as I said before, your body, the biggest thing that's taking place in your body is digestion. That's like the number one event that is going on in your body at all times, working around the clock. Our body's always doing it. So if our body doesn't have to work so hard to digest these intense foods like toxic waste from your body, then it won't be able to focus on things like your hair or your nails or your skin, because it has to, number one, digest whatever you're eating to keep you alive. So it's very, very important that we're doing all we can to free up digestive energy in our body. So if your body has it easy, okay, you're feeding it foods like fiber to help everything move through your GI tract, and you're doing all the things to optimize your digestion, then your body gets that break and it could actually say, okay, well, I don't have to work so hard just to eliminate toxic waste from this person's body. So now I can begin to focus on her hair or her nails or her skin. Your body will not prioritize those things unless your digestion is in check. So digestion is where everything starts. Good skin, good hair, good nails. You can't get any of that stuff unless you're eating the proper food. Of course, you could just be blessed and your genes just will have great hair no matter what you eat. I'm just talking for most cases that you do need to support your body with the proper foods in order to optimize your digestion. So this includes food combining. Okay, so food combining means you don't want to eat certain foods with other certain foods. Okay, we'll get there. So right now, here's the real upgrade effect. Let's optimize how you digest and absorb what you eat. Number one, as said before, chew your food thoroughly. Chewing activates saliva. It sends signals to your entire GI tract. Your GI tract is the pathway that food travels through in your body as it's digested, absorbed, and eventually eliminated. So think of it as your internal food processing highway is your GI tract, okay? So study from a magazine called Appetite in 2011 showed that people who chewed 40 times per bite had lower hunger and better nutrient absorption. Okay, so chew your food. Number two, don't combine heavy proteins with heavy starches. Okay, the two of them, as I said before, require two very different types of digestive enzymes to break down. And in their own ways, each of them are somewhat heavy in their own ways. So proteins require an acidic environment to digest. As said before, in your stomach, the hydrochloric acid in your stomach will break down the protein. Starches actually are broken down in an alkaline environment. So together, they may neutralize each other's enzymes and cause bloating. So if you have turkey or some type of protein with vegetables, you are way less likely to feel tired and groggy than you would if you were to eat a heavy protein with a starch. You're always going to feel less tired. Okay, so one of them requires acidity, one of them requires alkaline. If you guys aren't sure what that is, make sure to check out my episode on pH balance. But the two would basically cancel each other out, if you will, and neutralize each other's enzymes and screw up that whole digestive enzyme process of breaking it down to make it easier for your body to absorb nutrients and optimize digestion. And if that's compromised, you're going to feel it, and you'll feel it in bloating, you'll feel it perhaps in constipation or however, but those are all cues that something's off with your digestion. Okay, so try protein and veggies or starch and veggies. They're not both heavy macros at once, okay? So just try, especially whole foods. Like, I mean, I have chicken and potatoes all the time, but just don't have like a ton of potatoes with the chicken. Make the protein like the main thing if you do really want to have that starch with it. And obviously, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you want to optimize your digestion, you will always want to eat vegetables with everything because vegetables have a lot of fiber. And the two digestive enzymes that are different in the starches versus the carbs can cancel each other out and affect that in your body, making you feel tired. The third tip to optimize your digestion is to eat in a parasympathetic state. That's right. If you are stressed, your body is not going to be able to digest food as well as it could if you were not stressed. Crazy. I know. So stress actually shuts down your digestion. A study from Frontiers in Psychology in 2020 said that mindful eating improved digestive comfort and reduced bloating. So try to be relaxed. Try to get off your phone at the dinner table. I actually have a no phone at table rule. I'll film my food because I do for my hobby. But once it's filmed, I get it up there and I just put it away. So we could just focus on chewing, eating, digestion, talking, relaxing with your person, your family, whoever you're eating with, and really, really try to optimize that digestion in a relaxed state, okay? You also want to limit water during your meals, okay? So what does water do? Water dilutes acid, stomach acid, okay? If you have a little tiny sip of water, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking massive gulps or even drinking an entire glass of water while eating a meal, especially a heavy meal that definitely requires a lot of stomach acid to break down, such as dark red meats. Okay, so taking little sips here and there, not a huge deal. But if you want to optimize your digestion, you want to not drink too much water while you're eating as to not dilute those stomach acids that are very much required to break down heavier things like proteins. Okay, so bitter foods before meals are another way to optimize your digestion. So bitters like dandelion is a great herb. Arugula, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar even before eating will improve digestive comfort and reduce bloating. They will also create more of a fullness. So if you're worried about overeating, if you start with a handful of veggies or any type of veggies, that's going to optimize your digestion just right there by creating that, by giving you that more, much more fiber to help everything digest more smoothly and just to help stimulate that digestion to begin with in the whole process. So another tip is to allow time for your meals to digest properly. So you want to allow 3 to 5 hours between meals for your migrating motor complex, or MMC for short, to clean the intestines and prevent bacterial overgrowth. So what I do is if I had a really bad cheat night and I just ate a lot of food, the more that I ate, the longer I would essentially want to wait to eat the next morning. So I tend to pick Friday nights or Saturday nights for my cheat day every week. I try to just stick to about one cheat day every week. And let's say I pick Friday night, then the next morning, Saturday, I probably won't eat anything until at least noon. And besides just drinking water, I mean, if I'm absolutely starving, maybe just a light piece of fruit, but I really want everything from the previous night to digest and really just get out of my body. And if I eat a lot of heavy things and a lot of bad toxic things for my cheat day, it's going to require more time to digest. And if I just start eating food again right after, then I'm not really giving the previous meal a chance to digest. And then you'd have a food traffic jam in your GI tract. And that's just going to cause a whole other series of digestive issues and bloating and discomfort. And it's just not good. You don't want traffic jams in your body. So always just allow 3 to 5 hours between meals for your MMC, your migrating motor complex, to clean the intestines and just prevent any bacterial overgrowth. Okay, this is a huge one. And I will do a whole separate episode on gut health because it's such a whole topic in and of itself. It's absolutely mind blowing. Your gut is like your second brain. We'll get into it in future episodes. But right now, I just want to keep it simple and about digestion. You want to eat foods that support your microbiome. Okay, so you want to eat fermented foods. So I just started going to Costco and buying their organic sauerkraut. You could also make this at home. It's literally cabbage. You just cut it up with a clean knife, keep your area very, very clean, cut it up, and then you press it in a jar and keep pressing it in as tight as it will go, and then just add distilled water and put the lid on really, really tight, store it in a cool, dark place for about a week. Will start to ferment, and you could so easily do it yourself. I just don't have the time all the time. So Costco does have a great sauerkraut, and it's such a great snack. I love it. I'm not talking about that gross sludgy stuff that you put on your hot dogs at a ballpark game. It's like the proper, it's proper sauerkraut that's made to really, really help your gut. Okay. You want to increase your fiber, as I said before. That'll come in the form of vegetables, flax seeds, chia seeds are great. If you ever had chia pudding, that's a great breakfast. And then you also want to consider rotating probiotic strains for gut diversity. So you might be taking one probiotic for the rest of your life, but it's good to actually switch it up sometimes because you want to rotate different probiotic strains. And the more variation of probiotic strains that you have in your gut, the better off essentially that your gut health is. And again, I will get into that in a future episode because a few of you are probably like, I don't even know anything about that. We will get into it. Okay. So here are some signs that your digestion needs love. It needs your attention and it needs you to fix up some things, change up some things. And the first one is bloating, especially after meals. That is a huge sign that you need to focus on your digestion. Okay. Reflux or belching. Okay. If you ever had acid reflux, anything like that, that's a huge sign that your digestion is off. Fatigue, brain fog after eating, skin issues like acne and eczema almost always get down to something that's off in your digestion, and specifically more than likely in your gut. Irregular stools, I'll call it, or undigested food and poop. Constant cravings, especially for sugar. If you're craving sugar all the time, don't get me wrong, I get a sweet tooth almost every single night. But if you're just craving sugar in the morning, you want your sugary coffee drink from Starbucks, it's always a thing, like all day, every day you're craving sugar, that's actually a sign that your digestive health needs help. So your gut might be telling you that it's time for an upgrade, guys. All right. So digestion is your body's first step in using food to fuel, repair, and protect. Okay. When you support it, you're upgrading every single system, your brain, your skin, hormones, immune health. This all starts with digestion. So next time you eat, remember, it's not just about what goes in. It's about what your body can do with it. Okay? Start small, chew more, slow down, combine wisely, and add those bitter greens. Your gut will thank you. Trust me. Okay, guys? So that's about it. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Upgrade Effect. If you love this episode, share it with someone who's always bloated. Tag me on Instagram, and don't forget to leave a comment and a like and a subscribe. Until next time, let's keep upgrading. Cheers.